8:50 The Buzz.
Good morning again, everybody. You are tuned, still tuned, to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour now, along with Larry Dial.
Good morning.
And our producer, Jennifer. And our numbers, good morning. And our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #50 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And this morning's show is brought to you by Bell South Mobility DCS, and you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. Also brought to you by The Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. They're located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road, across from North Hills Mall, and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center, The Computer Exchange. We're also brought to you by Mindspring, 1-888-MSPRING, or on the World Wide Web. You can get them at www.mindspring.com. And this morning's show is also brought to you by New Horizons Computer Learning Center. They're offering the Triangle largest selection of courses. And to register for the next Microsoft IT Career Night, call 1-800-567-4674. And we're also brought to you by Warp Computers, the place for all your computer needs. They're specializing in parts, networks, and total systems. They're 2822 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh, and you can call them at 872-1156. 872-1156. We're talking with Rebecca about life on campus with computers. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk with Chris in Raleigh. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I had a quick question about second edition Windows 98.
Okay.
Is there advantage for home use for installing that? I tried to install it and had a little problem. It kind of messed up my video, and then I had to reinstall drivers for my motherboard and everything.
It's not a matter of for home use or office use. Second edition has probably quite a few bug fixes. Upgrading sometimes actually causes problems. The video driver has nothing to do with Windows. You need to get that from your video vendor, the video card vendor.
Yeah, I've got that. It wasn't a video card. It actually was, I had to reinstall the drivers on the motherboard. It's a VIA motherboard, which I understand has problems sometimes.
Again, it has nothing to do with Windows 98. That's the drivers come from the board manufacturer.
Yeah, I understand that.
So by going to 98, that none of this would have been solved. None of these programs will be solved.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a problem until I tried installing second edition.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only problem that I had with the 98th upgrade is it will not shut down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a patch for that.
You say, yeah, I know. I installed the patch and it fixed it.
Okay.
But it's a patch. I mean, why doesn't 98 just work right off the bat, you know?
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
It's a feature. So if you already installed it, that's fine. Just fix and apply all the fixes that you need. But if you are using 98 first edition and everything is working, I wouldn't bother with upgrading to second edition.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850. Let's talk to Ed. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
I got a question. I just bought a laptop recently, and I'm selling my desktop computer.
Uh-huh.
And I've got some personal information on there, you know, some financial stuff. I want to make sure that's totally erased off the computer before I sell it. And I don't still have the operating system disk that came with that computer. How can I be sure that everything's completely off that before I sell it?
What you do is you take a floppy and you boot with a floppy.
Right.
And you see, and well, actually, if you want to make sure that nothing is left, you need to run some programs from Norton like Disk Wipe or something, if it's something sensitive.
So I can go buy that at a store?
Yeah. Or you can always get... Actually, that will be the safest way to do, yeah. You can always run FDisk and format, but that doesn't really erase everything.
Yeah,
if somebody tried to get into it, there's a chance that they...
Well, it just has my Social Security number and some bank records on there, and I wanted to be sure that it was
just
off.
That's all, just.
Yeah.
I like the way you put it, just.
You know what I mean? I just...
yeah.
I want to make sure that's gone.
That's the only way that I know how to do it is to use the utility. Maybe somebody knows of a different way to do it to actually wipe the drive clean. I'm not familiar with anything that's available freely out there to do it with.
Well, I mean, I don't mind buying something just to make me feel better, yeah. Make sure it's gone.
Keep listening and see if somebody comes up with a different way for you to do it.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yeah.
I just signed up for Bell South's new ADSL service.
Right.
And I've been using a dial-up. What do you think of that? Do you think it's going to be a lot faster?
Do I think it's going to be? It doesn't matter what I think. It is faster. It's a lot faster.
I've heard it was faster.
Yeah, it's much, much faster.
I've heard different things about it.
Yeah, it's you made a good choice.
Okay, great.
You made a very good choice.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850. Star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. Pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And if I can press that button, there we go. Let's go talk to Sam and Kerry. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Fine.
I just had maybe a stupid question, but I just bought a computer and don't have any internet service.
Uh-huh.
And was wondering, they advertise all these free, like Net Zero and all this for free internet.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you don't have the internet, then how can you get the free stuff?
Yeah, I know. They have phone numbers that you can call. I don't have them. What you could possibly do is get a hold of maybe an AOL CD that gives you so many hours free and install it, use it, and then go after those free ones and then cancel. I'm not saying it's going to be easy to cancel AOL, but cancel AOL and keep the free one.
All righty. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. We're waiting for a guest to call from Dallas Semiconductor, to talk about iButton. He didn't call yet, but we also have a nice giveaway today.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's what they call the one-wire weather station. That's what it is. It's a weather station. It's got the wind speed meter and wind direction and temperature gauge, temperature sensor, and you connect it to your computer.
Well, if you're a brainiac, can't just look out the window and stick your finger out.
Well, this looks like it's neat.
It looks like it's very neat.
Yeah.
It's a cool toy.
And
we're going to give it away later.
We're going to give it away. It's a $79 item. They were going to call. He was going to call, and we were going to talk about what they have, which is iButton. Do I hear noise from outside?
You probably do.
It seems like
the Death Star has been hovering.
Yeah, I know. It seems like there's some kind of noise out there.
And now, there's an evil force somewhere in the universe.
Where is she?
Princess Leia is here today. We are all here. Just when you think we're down, back.
What happened?
You want to know what happened this week?
Yeah.
We announced profits up 23% year to year over last year. We just did $5.6 billion in revenue. Net revenue up the same percentage. We also announced that.
Thank you, Jackson.
That's right.
That's free advertising. Yeah.
Speaking of that, before I talk about our next bit of good news, I highly recommend a book for people by Michael Lewis called The New Thing. It's been out for a little while now. It is the biography of Jim Clark, who founded SGI, Silicon Graphics, Netscape, and other ventures. It was Jim Clark who started the DOJ lawsuit against Microsoft by complaining to his lawyer that he wasn't going to make enough money if Microsoft put him out of business. I mean, this is now the first letter by Gary Rayburn, the lawyer in, or Gary Reebok, the lawyer in Silicon Valley who kept peppering the DOJ with issues about Microsoft. Guess who he works for? Jim Clark. So I highly recommend this book. It's a fascinating story of Clark's life anyway and about Silicon Valley. But if you want to know why they're out to get us, read that. Back to the news. That was the commentary. We announced this week that independent testing, and I tend to think this probably is the case, on Windows 2K Advanced Server with Microsoft SQL Server 2000 running on a 12-engine compact machine now has set the world record for transactions per minute. Isn't that cool? 227,079 transactions per minute, faster than any machine on any operating system at one quarter of the cost. So take that, son, and stuff it in your pipe. Next, we're on a roll today. Now, we also decided to take on Palm this week, as I'm sure you know. Microsoft introduced the Pocket PC together. Now, the Pocket PC is really a combination hardware-software. Casio, Hewlett-Packard, and Compaq, are all putting out small units, PDAs, personal digital assistants, with Microsoft's new version of Windows CE on, which will have Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Internet Explorer, reading software for ebooks, and map software, as well as MP3 capability and stylus capability. So,
does it make coffee?
Net soon. It is what Jesse Burse has called the first Palm killer to come out. Now, we will see. Palm still owns 90% of the market. But the PDA market is one that Microsoft has been wanting. And if I remember right, when Microsoft first came out with Internet Explorer, it had 3% of the market, and Netscape had 97%. And what does it have now? Don't bet on it. Don't bet against it. So the Palm PC is the Pocket PC. We will see what happens with it. It's about time there was some alternatives to Palm, because as much as I like Palm, they really are sort of high-priced yuppie notebooks, address books. They don't do much.
Well, so far, that's what they're for.
Yeah, not enough. Not good enough. Better is the Pocket PC.
What would you do with it?
What do I want to do with it? I want a seamless integration from the desktop to the workspace.
Okay.
That I can put in my pocket.
Next.
And in case you think that we are just sort of laying down and not doing anything about Linux, I refer you all to... Actually, this is fairly interesting. Here's a good website for y'all, www.linux-mag.com.
Start again.
www.linux, L-I-N-U-X.
No dot.
Dash.
www.linux?
www.linux-mag.com.
Okay.
It'll be on our website. If you want to see the documentary text on Microsoft's anti-Linux campaign put together by the Linux people. So where we have documented time after time how Linux is an inferior operating system, blah, 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 blah. But it makes for interesting reading. So all these things happened this week, and I think we can say this week it was Microsoft 1, World 0.
Do you follow the Linux thing?
Yes.
Did it hit bottom yet?
Well, you mean Red Hat?
Yeah.
I think so. I think I still have a lot of faith in the open source. I think Microsoft will be open source in 5 years, if not sooner. I'm dying to put Linux on a laptop. it's been eating at me. So I got this latest laptop. Because I think that even though, and for those of you, by the way, who want to take a good thing on read something really good about Linux, interesting and informative, read Paul Gilster's column last Monday in the News and Observer. You can get it online, and it's about his experiences with Linux and the myths and the reality. And generally, he welcomes the product, but acknowledges, like we all have, that it's hard to put on. It's maybe a little cumbersome to work with, and you've got a limited range of alternatives right now. But you can sure see the possibilities. Okay. So that was the week, and the Death Star will go on. It's hovering over Chapel Hill about right now on its way out of town, picking up Princess Leia. It's gone!
And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. Free calls. Are you having fun, kids?
We're having a ball.
Okay. We're talking with Rebecca about campus life with computers. What? Yeah.
I just had a question because we read about, Rebecca was talking about how prevalent laptops are and how they're going to become required for everybody this next year. And then we read in the newspaper about laptop theft at an all-time high in the community. So what do you do at school? What do they teach you about laptops and how to prevent them being stolen? Do kids get them stolen a lot? What's the deal?
When you buy it through the school, they give you a lock. And the lock is this, it looks kind of like a bicycle lock. And it's this long string with a lock at one end and a loop at the other. And you put the lock through the loop. And you're and so then you have this big loop, and you're supposed to put it around something that doesn't move. Like, I don't know, I never did
like
figure it out.
Like some of the students.
Right, exactly. Like you're supposed to put it on something like the desk of a, or the leg of a built-in desk or something.
Yeah.
So you put that around, and then you put the lock, it actually goes into your computer, and you lock it with a key.
How does it attach to the computer, or where is it?
It actually goes into the computer case. There's a they have it built in for this particular manufacturer.
Okay.
So they all do provide that. Does anyone use it?
Yeah, a lot of people use it. Cool. I've actually never used it because I didn't figure it out and I don't need to. In my house, well, in our house, I either leave it in our room or when I leave, I take it with me.
But if you're in a dorm room?
If you're in a dorm room, you find something to lock it to.
Okay.
Is like, there anything that's attached?
The closet thing.
Plumbing. Is there any plumbing in the room?
No, fortunately. You can do it to the radiator. Just
right,
something that you can't, you know, pick up the chair and it slips out.
Right.
Like the radiator
or
the closet thing. Right, exactly. So that's what they recommend doing. A lot of people on campus, I mean, you're obviously not supposed to do this, but people leave their doors unlocked. And a friend of mine's laptop got stolen because somebody just walked in.
You should never, not just on campus, you should never leave.
Right, exactly.
That may where you are.
Right, and they tell you that repeatedly.
So it's just being aware and being careful of your possessions.
Mm-hmm. Don't leave it in the library without, you know, just leave it there and go somewhere else.
What, they stole a laptop from?
Yeah, from CIA or the State Department.
With highly classified information on it. And so
they did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So students can, you know.
Gosh. It hasn't been like a huge problem at Carolina that I've heard about. It happens, and it's preventable.
Mm-hmm.
But they do talk to you about that.
Right. They tell you how to, you know, take it with you, lock it up, put it away. Awesome. Don't leave it out. You know, if the person who breaks into your room isn't looking for it and doesn't know it's there, they can't take it.
Absolutely.
So when you go went on spring break,
I brought it home.
Yeah, we take it. Or, you know,
right.
When she's not going to be there for
she brings it. You don't take it. Don't say we take it.
No, we hold it hostage until she comes back.
Let's talk to Jerry in Raleigh. Good morning, Jerry.
Question. I know you've covered it before. How do you disable the auto run feature on the CD-ROM drive in Windows 95 so it doesn't start up automatically?
It's under properties, isn't it, Inan?
You go
system?
Yeah, I never had to do it. You go to Windows Explorer.
Okay.
And under properties, you can you right click. Hold on a second.
Oh, all right, so we'll go ahead and talk about something else. I'm not trying to solve your problem on a computer that we actually have here.
Okay.
Because I know I've done it. Actually, I've done the other. Why do you want to disable it?
I just don't want it to start up every time
it
in there.
Because there's
where I want to just read the directory on that drive without the program starting up.
Gotcha. I'm trying to remember whether it's files, file types, and one of those type of things. There's a checkbox that says auto run CD, and I can't remember where it is. Can you go into like the multimedia?
I don't see it where I'm looking, but there's no CD on this machine, so it may not.
No,
be
I mean,
somebody is going to call and tell us how to
yeah.
do it. I mean,
we've all done it. We just can't remember where it is.
Okay. I'll keep listening.
Somebody will probably call and let us know.
Okay, thanks
all
a
right.
lot.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. Somebody call in and tell us how to disable the auto run on the CD.
Come on, Dan, we need your help.
Yeah, 860-0850.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for our caller for our guest, but it may not happen. So I tell you what, next break, after the ticker, what we're going to do is we're going to give away the weather station to caller number 6.
Caller number six. Five fingers on one hand, one on the other.
After the
and
ticker.
Not that one.
After Jennifer is done with the ticker, that's when we should do it. Okay? A lot of people want to answer that question, I guess. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How do we do
so
it?
How do we do it?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I've done
okay.
it, and I forget. I said I had a question about
okay.
my the word.
Go ahead.
I've noticed a slowdown when it loads up. You know, when I double click on the icon.
What?
On Microsoft Word, and I've just wondered if you've ever had that experience and how you can get program or the application.
Well, it's always better to clean the drive. Delete all the files that you don't need and defrag it.
Okay, so you think it's somewhere else that's called,
yeah.
all this gibber somewhere else.
Yep.
Okay, I thought maybe it was in Word. Thanks, gentlemen.
Sure.
Bye.
Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. I believe that auto run is in the BIOS.
No, it's not. No. It's part of 95.
There's some Windows click that you can take it off of.
Yeah, there's something in Windows that does it. But thanks for trying anyway.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by the intelligence and the ability to speak on the radio of your daughter.
That's Larry's daughter.
Yeah, Larry's daughter.
Thank you very much.
Thank
is
you.
Is that really your daughter, Larry?
Yes, it is. I know it's hard to believe it. I'm telling you, man.
All right.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. We're waiting for somebody to answer. How do you disable the CD-ROM auto-run feature?
Call 962-HELP. They'll tell you.
There you go.
They will. Call UNC. They'll know.
Geeks on call.
They are.
That's great. One thing I wanted to ask Rebecca because I
go
know,
ahead ask her.
Well, but we got involved in this during the school year. She was in a class, a math class. What was it? Was teaching how to teach
it's
math?
How to teach math class, and this one is actually geometry. It's two parts.
Okay, and the teacher, the professor, had a piece of software.
There's a piece of software called Geometer Sketchpad, and it's loaded on all of the computers in the teaching building. And it's available, a lot of classrooms, a lot of schools actually use it. I'm not sure to what extent students use it, but the teachers use it.
And they do. And what do they do with it?
It makes, you can draw all sorts of geometry, geometric figures, and it measures angles, and it bisects angles, and you can click, if you draw a circle, and you want to know the radius, you can draw the radius in three different places, and a kid can actually move the circle, make it bigger, smaller, and see that the segment, the radius, all three of them are the same. Or, I mean, you make geometric figures and you can manipulate them. And we've used
it.
Geometer Sketchpad. It's a piece of software.
Well, what I liked about it, it's software to teach geometry.
Right. It's a teaching tool. My teacher uses it as, you know, she can draw perfect circles for an exam. We use it to solve problems. That
and,
she gives us.
And Daddy went and bought it for
her. Yeah.
And she told me about it, and I looked
love
up,
it.
I looked up the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
got online, found out what they charge, and it wasn't that expensive. It was under $200,
mm-hmm.
and it was worth the investment. So Rebecca has her own copy mm-hmm. now, and she uses it all the time.
I use it all the time.
Computers are not just, they're for
yeah,
everything.
Sure.
I mean, that's the
right.
whole issue of this thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it makes everything easier. We learned about tessellations, which is a figure that fits into another figure, and you can do them over and over again.
We don't speak big words.
Well, it's a figure that it fits into itself over and over again, and you can make them on the sketch pad, and you can change them, and I mean, you can do anything.
Interesting.
It solves all my problems.
860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. If you want to know about tessellation, just call an
I thought that was a lump. No.
Math teachers know. They know. I'm going to teach my students.
We still are waiting for somebody to call in and tell us how to disable the auto-run feature on a CD-ROM under 95. Nobody's calling in. 860-0850. So anyway, after the ticker, caller number 6 to 875-0062 will win the one-wire weather station. It has wind speed, wind direction. You have to go up on the roof and mount it up there.
And you can stand there, too, and you can just be your own.
Absolutely, yeah. Stick your finger in your mouth and stay there. And it plugs into your computer, and that's how you get the information to see. That's how you see the information. You can plug it into your website and see it there. It's very interesting, very interesting. The 875-0062 calling should occur after the sports ticker, after we go into a commercial. Not now.
If you call now, we have a buzzer.
Right, we don't
we
let
zap
you do
you.
It. All right, Richard, good morning.
Amnon,
yes.
You were asking about how to disable
yeah.
that
yes.
capability. I happened to be on my computer, and I had my notebook nearby,
okay.
which had the tip on how to do that.
All so right.
Essentially, you go to Device Manager. Double-click on the CD-ROM,
right.
expand the branch, then select your CD-ROM drive,
uh-huh.
click on Properties, and then the Settings tab.
Okay.
All right.
And then under Options, deselect Auto-Insert Notification.
Auto-Insert, and that's on 95?
That's on 95, yes.
Okay. All right. Good.
Thank you very much.
So you go to Control Panel, System, Device
System,
Manager.
Device Manager, and then find your CD-ROM listing in there.
And then go into the Properties
and then open. I think there's a plus sign there, and then
yeah.
at least on mine there is. And then expand that, highlight mm-hmm. the CD-ROM listing, and then click Properties. And then there's a couple of tabs
right.
that come up. Select the Settings tab.
Okay.
And then under Options, there will be some check boxes.
Okay.
Go down to the one that has Auto Insert Notification option on it. Deselect that.
And that will work. Okay.
It worked. All right.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. I don't remember going through all this, but I guess this is how you do it. I mean, it's been
I love our listeners. It's
yep.
wonderful. That's great.
So that's what you do. Again, we have about 30 seconds. You click Start. Settings, Control Panel, System, Device Manager. Click the plus next to the CD-ROM at the top. Choose, highlight the CD-ROM or double-click it for Properties or just highlight it and click Properties. And then Settings and uncheck the auto
insert
notification feature.
And that's all you do.
That's all she wrote.
It's amazing that it takes that much, doesn't it, to do that
yeah.
little.
Oh, well.
It's not a bug.
And your calls and the giveaway, like I said, after Jennifer is done with the ticker, caller number 6 to 875-0062 will win the one-wire weather station. And we'll take your calls, too, when we come back right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
No, it was after the ticker, after I finished the ticker.
Our number is 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 50 on your Alltel cell phone. And our winner is, a winner of the weather station is Larry Lawrence.
Mr. Lawrence, congratulations.
Congratulations, Larry. you can find somebody to climb onto the roof and install it.
And Anna and I don't do roofs. Sorry.
No, we don't do roofs. 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 50 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls, so we still have a few minutes, so we can take a few more calls. Email. Ms.
Email.
Rebecca, email. You use email extensively?
Oh, yeah. We live on email. I'm a teaching fellow, and everything that they send us, all the information they send out to our listserv, which means that you just click on teaching fellow's listserv, and it sends it out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And my sorority has one also. And I mean, people get frustrated with everybody sending emails to everybody, but it really does keep everybody in the loop, and everybody knows what's going on. And recently, we have a teaching fellow social on Thursday, and the last time I opened up my email, there were 45 messages going back and forth about whether it should be mandatory or whether we should have it, blah, 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 blah. And it was funny how much response there was, and I mean, just how much people use email.
Are you using filters to put those messages in a separate teaching fellows mailbox, so it doesn't just clutter your inbox?
No.
Well, boy,
she looked at me. Boy, those, if,
I don't
if
know
you were
that
shooting
is.
Any kind of rays under the
I don't know
out of these eyes, you would have been fried by
wait,
now.
Wait, she's the daughter of the email empress, you know. We need to never talk to her mother.
But
her
it's
mother
just, I mean, you just read them and you delete them. It's
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I email my professors, and I email my friends and out-of-town people and my mom
when you
and
say
stuff all the time.
Email the professors.
Mm-hmm.
About what? I mean, just
questions. You know. My psych class, they put up, before the exams, they put up all the overheads on the website that we've seen over the semester, or, you know, since the last exam, and it wasn't up yet, so I emailed my TA and asked him when it was going to be up. My math class that we were talking about before that I have this program for, we have a listserv also, and we email each other questions if there's something we can't figure out in our homework. And we use each other as resources. And I actually just did a 3-page paper on the use of technology in geometry learning, and I used discussion forums and email as one of my uses. Because you can ask questions. Classes can have a pen pal class that they work on a problem of the week with, or, you know, things like that.
Nice.
So it's actually working.
It's actually working. It is working, obviously, you know. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice that it's working with the younger generation versus just the older generation. The younger generation is just using it, from what I know, from my experience, is just because it's there, let's do something with email. Here, I mean, it's used mm-hmm. constructively.
Well, in high school, I didn't need it as much.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't have classes. I think it should be integrated more, but, I mean, in high school you don't have as much of a need for it. You don't have
right.
that community right there that you can talk to.
Absolutely. This is, and it'll probably get there. It'll just take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I check my email like 5 times a day. We all do. We're always checking our email.
Well, that's fine. Check your email.
What is there for?
Yeah, that's what's
there. You got mail.
My name is Hawk.
Thank goodness.
<Larry. laughs> And your calls are coming up next. Right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. We can do that.
See, this is why I'm happy this is not a visual medium. you missed out on dancing over there. So the dancing baby on Ally McBeal.
I should mention here before I forget that the online courses on Delta Force are still available at $99.95. Boy, you won't believe what kind of a battle it is.
With the company?
I'm just kind of
ignoring.
Avoiding them, you know, phone calls and stuff like that. So if you're interested in any online classes, courses, log on to www.deltaforce.net and click on it. Also, if you're interested in a free limited dial-up account that's used for emergencies or very low usage, log on to www.deltaforce.net and click on free internet. This is 10 hours a month, so it's mainly for emergencies or very low usage of email. If you have a website that you want listed, or a company website that you want listed for free at www.triangledirectory.com, log to www.triangledirectory.com that's it here. Anything else that we didn't cover about? I mean, like beer and computers. How do they go together?
They don't. Just don't spill it on your computer.
I guess what I'd like to ask is, you know, what disappointed you about your computer experience? Anything? Was there something you didn't get to do, or didn't? I mean, because all these kids are coming in next year, and everyone's got high expectations. What would you have liked to have done different, or is there anything?
No, I mean, I knew something about it coming in.
Right.
I want an MP3 player.
That's what disappointed me. Yeah. Want an MP3 player.
So.
Yeah.
So download it.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy.
All right. But, I mean, no, it'll be better. I really like the Ethernet. That was really cool that you can use the telephone and the computer at the same time.
You're going to be able to do that?
Right.
Next semester.
Yeah. All the Greek houses are getting them soon.
All the who?
The Greek houses, all the fraternities and sororities are going to get them.
How about the English ones or the American ones?
All the dorms have them. All the dorms have them.
And this is, I mean, when they finally get everybody in, this is all fiber optic. This is not, this yeah. is fast.
This is Ethernet.
Yeah.
It's still Ethernet.
It's fast Ethernet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better. And that's the way, that's what they should do.
That's right.
Is Ethernet. I mean, there's no reason really for the kids to have that extra expense when they have a computer. And a lot of them will not use it for its full capacity if they don't have the Ethernet. The world is going to be Etherneted very, very soon. Not just as far as academically or just to play with, but we're talking about toasters and ovens and washing machines and dishwashers and you know, everything is going to be Ethernet. And you need to be on something like this to get used to it.
And you get spoiled going from that to just a regular dial-up.
Right, but then, you know, with the DSL and the cable and all that, also that's going to be higher speed. So, you know, I keep trying to tell him to call Roadrunner and get it, but...
We got higher speed. I have ISDN. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
For right now, it's just fine. Until it becomes an obsolete technology. Like
it's going to
tomorrow.
It's going
to I still don't trust either of the other broadband providers yet. So.
We're coming to the end of the show.
It's been great having Rebecca here.
Oh, yeah. This was very, very enlightening, educating. Seriously.
Thank you.
There are a lot of things that we don't think about when it comes to computers and usage of computers by students, you know, because we always see kids playing with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting to see that you're using it like
that. I use it all the time.
That's great.
And pretty much everybody at school does.
You want to say hello to anybody?
Just my mommy.
Oh.
My mom's birthday was yesterday. She turned 22.
Wow. Happy birthday, Paula.
You know how happy that makes me.
Oh, yeah.
The Empress of Ether. The Empress of Larry? Internet, the Empress of Email. Now, and she also went to see Bruce Springsteen last night.
Yeah.
So she must be still asleep.
She said she was going to listen, but we'll see.
Oh, well.
We'll see.
All right. So is that it? You just want to say good morning to her? All right.
Well, yeah, she didn't call.
I know.
She might be asleep.
That's it for today. Good morning to Kathy and Hannah. And
hi, Hannah.
If you didn't get in, email me, Amnon@850thebuzz.com. But like I said, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, the voice of the Hurricanes, and to Computers 2000. And thank you, Jennifer, for producing. As usual, practice safe computing, back up your hard drive, and don't forget to use a virus scanner. We'll be back here next Sunday at 8, and until then, keep your dial right here on the station that brings you Imus in the Morning, The Sports Babe, Mike Solarte, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.